Welcome to Live in Vibrancy Podcast, where I strive to be the comfort and inspiration for those that want to live a more vibrant and prosperous life. Feeling uninspired, tired, forcing myself to rewire, to do what is required of me, but it seems that there's a desperate need to release and scream. Because of the frustration of trying to figure out what everything means, my creativity is depending on me to get myself together. But for some reason, I can't think of anything clever to say. My thoughts of doubt causing me to stray away from places I felt were safe, allowing my environment to make me feel drained, and realizing what needs to go away is something that is subconsciously trying to control my brain. Mind, but having to slow down and tell myself that everything will come together when it's time. Creative block. Hey, welcome to Live in Vibrancy. My name is Liv. It has been so long since I have recorded, and that is why I titled this Creative Block, because that's exactly what I'm dealing with. It has been a challenge for me to think of, really, it feels like I'm creatively constipated. It just feels like I have so many ideas with no real urge to execute them, and kind of trying to force myself to execute them, but I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that because I feel like that would cause me to take the fun out of my work. And I love the path that I'm on, and my art and my poetry and my podcast. These are things that I've talked about doing for such a long time, and I haven't really been feeling it lately. So I just decided to take what I'm feeling and obviously create it into, put it towards some art, create something with it. And that's something that I'm learning is a part of being an artist, is we shouldn't beat ourselves up or be so hard on ourselves. We're putting forth a lot more effort towards our dreams than most people have their whole life. And some people never have. And sometimes, like with this place that I'm in my life right now, I'm able to sit back and realize, like, okay, yes, you're not where you want to be, but you sure as hell aren't where you used to be. Like, you've made so much progress, and you've grown so much as a person, and that should be your motivation to keep going and to just figure it out. And also, I've learned that creative fuck is just a thing that comes with artistry in general. Everything isn't gonna always click or make sense, and that's okay. It's okay to slow down. It's okay to take breaks. It's okay to do what is best for you in those moments so that you can mentally prepare yourself to be or to become the better version of yourself, to be the best version of yourself. So, this is a little bit different from, I guess, what I would normally talk about, because, I mean, it's still in the realm of helping people, and it's just a level of transparency that I wanted to have with this episode. I do makeup. I'm a makeup artist. And I am also a poet, and I've been doing this for quite some time now, And it just, I've been going, like, really, really hard with it. Like, just being consistent as possible, because that's something that I've always struggled with. I've never been consistent with literally anything in my life. And I felt like if I wasn't consistent with this, I would be giving up on myself. But that's not the case. It's, you're taking a step back to regroup and to redirect your attention to what's important and what matters, and making the journey more and more personal as you go through it. Like, and figuring out what works for you, what doesn't work for you, what people work for you, what doesn't, how certain environments affect you, and whether or not that's where you need to be. Like, it's just so many things that go into it that I didn't really pay attention to until now. There are people that are able to just go through life without breaks, and that's dope. Like, I'm really proud of those people, but for me, I mentally had to regroup and refine my passion for what I'm doing and redirect my attention towards what's best for my art and what's best for me, and trying to find like a middle ground with that, because I do love what I do, and it took me a long time to find something that I could genuinely say that about. Because, like I said before, I have been really inconsistent with a lot of things, but that's because my heart wasn't in it. And I've always written poetry. I've written poetry since I was 13, and I've been drawing since I was 9. So those things, and I started doing makeup whenever I was like 15. Like, so those things are like things that have always been a part of me and who I was, and I didn't realize that it was going to turn into what it has now. And that's so beautiful to think back on that, because it's just something that we don't pay attention to. But I do feel like our purpose, which I'm gonna touch on this in a different episode, but our purpose is something that is rooted in us early on in life. We just haven't paid attention to those characteristics about ourselves. And now that I know, like, okay, you're an artist, like, that's who you are, that is your bubble, I'm able to resonate with people differently. I see the world completely different, and I'm starting to give myself more creative freedom. I have been feeling very restricted with my art, because I felt like going overboard would be too much. But there's no such thing, because art is freedom of expression and creativity. And it's so beautiful, and it should never be caged off or looked down upon. Like, it's such a beautiful field to be in. It's such a beautiful feeling to be able to say that you are an artist, and to be able to share your art with other people and make their day, and just uplift people and teach people stuff, and they teach you stuff. Like, the connections you could build with it and through it is amazing. So I'm still learning a lot about what an artist is and what I am and how that resonates with me. And also just telling myself to be patient, that things will make sense when it's time to make sense of it, and nothing happens for no reason. I used to believe that it does, like, oh, this is stupid, like, why am I going through this? But once the bigger picture started to form more, I was like, okay, like, I could have dealt with a different situation and probably been better off, but at the same time, I might not have. I probably did need to go through those things for something to be born in me that wouldn't have been born in other places. And those things that were born in me are going to be used in the next seasons of my life. And trusting that God hasn't brought me this far just for things to stop making sense. I'm not meant to know what the bigger picture is completely right now. And I'm having to find the beauty in the unknown instead of being scared of the unknown. But I just wanted to come on here and talk with you guys. It's been a while, but I'm back. I'm feeling good. I'm still a little blocked creatively, but I'm working through it and I'm trying to find the best route to go down with it because I've never dealt with this before. So just be patient with me. But I hope that everybody is doing well and everything happens in its own timing. We just have to enjoy the journey to that point and not get too serious about it. Like, yeah, life has its serious moments, but art should be something that allows people to not take life so seriously. But yeah, I will talk to you in the next one. Have a wonderful day. Bye.